All right, you guys, we have Craig in the house with me on today's podcast episode. And I just pulled up a list of questions that you guys wrote in. And I love it because we told you guys to go all out on these questions and you guys wrote the juiciest questions. And Craig just said, I'm tired. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can go this deep and juicy. I'm so exhausted. So this is real and honest. You guys ready for this episode? We're answering your questions. We're talking about our two to four day sexy quarterly dates that we do, kind of what we do to keep things passionate and connected. Let's dive in. Welcome to Manifestable, where you'll receive profound breakthroughs, courage to break old patterns, and live into your soul's purpose. Each week, I will bring you epic guests, live coaching, and manifestation tools to remind you of your power. You have the ability to achieve extraordinary things, and the time to start is now. Do you ever feel like you need an extra push to feel inspired or motivated to take on the day? I know I do at times. And are you searching for a sign to nudge you one step closer to achieving your goals? I've decided to do something, and I'm doing it absolutely free. All you have to do is text JOY. You're going to text JOY to 720. Grab your pen and paper right now. 720-706-5956. And I'm going to send you free weekly inspirational messages from me directly to your phone. We don't have to do this life alone. I want to be there as a support. So just go ahead and simply text JOY to 720-706-5956. And I'm going to be sending you free. It might be an affirmation or encouragement, maybe a meditation, something that will help you start your week in the right foot with a simple message from me. Again, text JOY. And I'm going to give you that number one more time, 720-706-5956, to receive free weekly inspirational messages from me directly to your phone. I love you.
All right, Craig, I think you need to sit up so that people can hear you in the microphone. He just asked too, what do I get from doing this?
There's got to be some sort of exchange here, right? If like, if I'm dishing like this deep, what am I going to get in exchange?
Well, so there you go, guys.
Maybe you guys can write in some suggestions for Danette for what she can do for me.
I feel like I should ask him, what do I get if I do these kinds of business ventures?
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Craig, why don't we just tell them right off before we go into the questions? Because I need to wake this guy up, because these questions, I just pulled up, opened the doc, and I was like, whoa. You guys went there on these questions. And if you haven't tuned in, we had Craig on not too long ago in February around Valentine's. So check in the archived calls, check around February, because you guys loved that episode. Therefore, we're doing another one. And he's like wondering what's become of Manifestival, like why he's here.
I thought this is supposed to be Danette's gig, and like I'm being pulled in on a regular basis. So I'm wondering what's happening here.
This might become a thing, guys. Nice work. Nice work. Tell them about our quarterly 2 to 4 day dates.
Is this a rated R podcast here? Like,
oh, <dear. laughs> oh my gosh.
Well, let's actually establish why we set those up first.
Okay.
So we, as you guys all know, we run a business together. We've been doing the business for about 12 years now. We've raised kids together since we've been married for the last 11 years.
Yeah, you guys, for those of you who don't really know, Craig and I met and I already had two daughters. And so he had never been a father, nor had he really been a husband.
No.
And we both were starting a business together. So we jumped into the hot seats.
Yeah.
Right away. Like father, you became a father immediately. You became a husband and a business partner all in one.
Yeah. Talk about jumping into the deep end.
Yeah. He jumped into the deep end. And on a, you know, I had a girlfriend reach out, ask me, she's like, was it all sunshine and roses? Cause she knows our relationship and she knows it's pretty powerful. And I was like, No, the beginning was hard, wasn't it? I mean, we were.
Yeah, we almost didn't make it at one point.
Yeah.
It was incredibly difficult. And
it was difficult because he was trying to micromanage me in business. He just rolled his eyes, but he was trying to, like, you know, we were in partnership in this business and he just was used to running it the way he runs it. And he wasn't used to someone who does it the way I do it. And so he was kind of being a boss, bossy pants. Plus we had kids and they were younger. The youngest had just turned 4 when we got married.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot. That was a lot. And we had no money.
Yeah.
So to throw that in the mix and trying to grow a business and raise a family together. And I had a crazy kind of ex at the time that was causing a lot of drama. So it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at the beginning. And it required a lot of communication. It required a lot of, like, just some sort of surrendering too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So yeah. So we reached a point in our relationship where we made an agreement to have weekly dates together because we were so in it in building the business and dealing with kids and dealing with crazy ex-husbands that we were.
You said crazy ex-husbands. It felt like there was 5 of them coming at us.
Yeah, seriously. So we agreed that we needed to set time aside on a regular basis for our date, just to connect.
Outside of business, outside of being parents.
Yeah, outside of it all. And we agreed that during these dates, we didn't discuss business. We didn't discuss kids. We just discussed each other. Mm-hmm. And it could have been dreams. It could have been anything, you know, anything that we wanted to talk about.
And but sometimes we'd even pull up questions that you can find up, rare questions you can find on the internet, so that we'd have something to ask each other that was really different than what we already knew, just to make things unique and spicy.
Yeah. And that was actually fun.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun with that. So you can try that. You can Google interesting questions to ask a date on a date.
Yeah. And so it evolved from then because we didn't have 2 nickels to rub together when we first got together. So we would do a weekly date. And back then it might've been like going for a walk together or let's go get a coffee. Or if we really wanted to splurge, we might go out to dinner together to like Chipotle or something.
Chipotle. That was a splurge.
Yeah. We went through some rough times, guys. So that it evolved after that to a point where we, once we had the resources, we agreed to start doing monthly and quarterly dates, which would be overnights. So now, because of our crazy travel schedule, it's turned into more of quarterly dates where we'll go out of town. So we'll find a fun destination to get out of town for like a long weekend, where we can just connect and be husband and wife and have fun together.
Mm-hmm. I think it's been game changing. I was actually, well, I want to also preface that I don't think these like quarterly dates would be that amazing if we weren't connecting every single day. So something that we do is either go for a hike every day or we'll go in the hot tub at sunset or sometime during the day. Like those aren't romantic times. Those are just connecting times. How's your day? What's happening in your life? Just connecting and talking. Cause sometimes we can forget to just talk and share what's going on in each other's worlds. So we do that daily. Yeah. That's not something that we take lightly. We connect either bathtub, hot tub, or a hike. That seems to be our place.
Yeah.
And so you can find yours, but that's what we do too. And then that makes it so that we're not so distant that we barely know each other when we do these 2 to 4 days away. And it makes it really special. And for me, I choose this relationship. And for me, it's really important to have passion. Passion is a really big deal for me. I think it's a big deal for you too, right? But passion is a big deal. And I like having like passion and some steaminess and sensual. And so we go to somewhere really fun and nice and really spoil one another. And for the ladies, let me tell you, it wasn't like Craig's like, did everything perfect right out of the gate when it came to this. I remember I had to sit him down and be like, I really need this. I need you to treat me like a queen. I need you to treat me like I'm a date. Like, as soon as we get on that plane, I want to be your girlfriend. I don't want to be your 10-year-old wife. I want to be your girlfriend. And how would you treat your girlfriend? And would you surprise and delight her? Would you do something unique? What would you do? How would you treat her? And I told him things that would mean a lot to me, like maybe surprise me with flowers at the resort, or surprise me with a dinner on the beach, or surprise me with something, like bring something that surprises me. I love to be surprised and delighted. So I had to really share with him what would mean a lot to me and really tell him. And I had to do it on a couple of different dates too, to be like, hey, that kind of didn't hit the mark. I would like a little bit of more of this. And I wasn't afraid to really share vulnerably what would mean a lot to me.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I really have to credit Danette for, is she's very open and communicative about what she needs in this relationship. Whereas I feel like a lot of women will just hope that the husband or the boyfriend knows what they want, or knows how to be romantic, or, you know, can figure out how to read a woman and, you know, give her what she needs. Danette just goes straight for it. She's very direct and says, let's sit down. Let's talk about this. Here's what I need you to do for me.
Like, I'm like, this is my intention. This is how I want to feel. This is what I want to experience before I even get there.
Yeah. And I appreciate that very much, because otherwise I'm just guessing. I'm just thinking like, hey, the relationship's great. It's like, I'm happy. No worries. I don't have to go out of my way and do anything special. No, not so. Guys, for those of you listening to this podcast, you know, if your woman doesn't tell you what she needs directly, ask her, right? So take the time and sit down and say, let's actually talk about our relationship. What can I do to make you feel loved? What would be a romantic gesture to you? Just help me understand what it is that I could do that would be meaningful to you, big and small. So, because that communication is key, because otherwise I wouldn't know. And like most men, we're Neanderthals, right? I mean, we don't know. So if our women don't tell us, I mean, unless you just happen to be
lucky,
you know, lucky or Rico Suave, men don't know. So you have to tell them.
Yeah. And I think women, you're doing them a disservice if you expect people to just know what you need, because you've been together so many years. Like, they don't. And it's okay to just really share. And it doesn't ruin the magic to share. I wouldn't do it like as soon as you get there. I would do it before you leave, so that everybody's on the same page of what they need on this trip or this time together. But I have to say that on this last trip, Craig surprised me with red roses in my room and champagne. And it just, that little touch just meant a lot to me, like just a little above and the beyond, because we were already at a really cool place. We were already spending quite a bit of money, but it was really nice. And it just set the tone for the time together. And I also was thinking, I'd rather spend money this way than on a therapist. Not that I'm saying you don't need a therapist, but we have pretty good communication. And I'm like, I think doing this has kept us so we haven't had needed a therapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather spend my money here than a therapist that's just sitting in a chair talking back and forth. I'd rather just grow our relationship in this way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're going to spend it some way or another.
Right. And those guys, those little gestures that you do, they pay dividends. Let me tell you. Let me be straight with you right now.
I don't know how many men are listening, so there you go.
Hey, hopefully the ladies will make their men listen to this so they can understand what they need to do in their relationship.
Yeah, so he makes me feel like a queen, and that's important to me. So yeah, we do that. That's just a little something, but start with the daily things that we just mentioned that are outside of romance. Share with your men what you would love. Ask them what they need too. Like, what would make you feel good? What would surprise and delight you? What do you need? Rest? Do you need affirmations? What do you need from me too, as a female, for you? So it's just really important to do.
Yeah. And the other thing with the dates, like whether it's a weekly or a monthly or a quarterly, put it on the calendar.
Oh yeah.
Like, sit down, look at your calendars together, and
we have to do that, guys. Yeah, or it would never happen.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen if we didn't put it on the calendar. So put it on the calendar, schedule it, put it on there so that you know it's going to happen. And then that's an opportunity for your man to plan something special.
All right, you guys. Okay, Craig does not know these questions, and I just briefly skimmed through them. Some people ask questions just for you. Some people ask questions for both of us, and only two questions were for me. So people are really wanting to know things from you, Craig. Oh, so I'm going to start with a couple questions just to you. You better lean up. You got to get ready for this. Yeah. Okay. Well, you kind of already did this. One of the questions was, please expand on what you are doing to keep your relationship fresh and renewed, both sexually and in normal everyday life. Lean up. Lean up to the microphone. I have a question for you. Are you tired of going on dates with no success? Are you currently in a relationship and are longing for a deeper connection? Do you desire a love that transcends time and space and literally is filling you up so that you're never wondering if you're enough or wondering if you're loved or adored? Well, I want to tell you, you're not alone, and I have just the solution for you. I created a program called the 21-Day Attract Your Soulmate Challenge. This is a program that is an incredible journey to manifest the love you truly desire in days. Yeah, you heard that right. 21 days. Whether you're in a relationship, whether you're trying to attract one, to just get the most out of the love in your life. So during this 21-day challenge, you'll discover powerful techniques to attract the love that you truly desire. In the love language that you would like to receive. We're talking about a love that ignites your soul, a love that feels like it was written in the stars just for you. This challenge will provide you with daily exercises, affirmations, and secrets to help you become a love magnet. You'll learn how to let go of past baggage, past stories, past experiences, boost your confidence, and open your heart to new possibilities. If you are ready to manifest your soulmate and create a love story for you, if the answer is yes, then I want you to head over to relationship.manifestablepodcast.com to join now. You can also go into the show notes and click the link, but it's relationship.manifestablepodcast.com, and you're going to be able to sign up for this challenge. Literally in 21 days, you will be able to write to me and say, oh my goodness, I am in a more loving, more caring, more juicy relationship with my current husband or my current partner. Or you might say, hey, I was single and I was afraid to get into a relationship, and now I'm in a relationship I love and adore, and it's right for me. There's no better time than now to start attracting the deepest, most passionate relationship of your dreams. And I have to tell you, it's for you. It is for you. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter if it's been good or bad. Let's do this together. I'm going to show you how. Go to relationship.manifestablepodcast.com or click the link in the show notes and sign up now. Sending you all my love.
So I'll speak for our relationship. She does require like daily reminders of my love for her. And it could be hugs. It could be just telling her that she looks beautiful today or giving her a kiss on the cheek. So little things like that are really a necessity on a daily basis just to fill her up and satisfy her needs as a woman. So those little gestures actually go a long way. And I'll go as far to say as those little gestures are required before you having the expectations of, you know, having some time in the bedroom together, because that's where it starts, guys, is really pouring into your lady and letting her know that she's beautiful, letting her know that you love her and showing her, you know, before you expect to be intimate with her. So you've got to sort of build that foundation on a daily basis. And then,
some of the things he does that are just like out of nowhere. One, he'll make a really healthy meal quite a bit, which means a lot to me. And then he also will bring randomly flowers home, and he'll write me like sweet little text messages throughout the day. Like sometimes I'll get them, sometimes it's random. So I'm not knowing when they're coming. And he'll just say stuff like, you look sexy today. Or like today we went to pickleball. Like we're playing pickleball. We're in the gym. It's like ping pong, like lots of sounds. And he's like, you look sexy. I'm like, those kinds of things start to add up.
Yeah. Yes. So you have to do that as a man.
Yeah. So one other question, and you're going to have to throw in because it's going to be two questions in one.
Yeah.
What is your morning and evening ritual to keep yourself healthy, throw in what you eat for breakfast, because that's another question. They want to know what you eat typically for breakfast. What's your morning and evening routine or rituals that you do to keep yourself healthy?
That's a great question.
He's high maintenance, guys.
I really am. I am.
He has some intense rituals.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm getting up there in the years. I'll be 51 soon. So.
No, you're 51 years young.
51 years young, but... I mean, look, the body requires more to stay fit and stay in shape. So in the mornings, what I'll do is I'll typically do a workout. So first thing in the morning, I'll go to the gym, do a quick workout, and then I'll go to the sauna afterwards, do some stretching. Sauna is really good for muscle recovery and also reducing inflammation. And then I'll do like a quick hot tub and cold plunge as well. And that all is good for just waking up the body and reducing inflammation and activating the parasympathetic nervous system. So if you don't have a cold plunge, you can do a cold shower or a cold bath. But that's actually cold exposure is really good first thing in the morning to wake up the system. The other thing that I'll do to set the circadian rhythm and prepare my body for a good night's sleep at night is when the sun first comes up in the morning, I'll walk outside and I'll gaze at the horizon. So one of the best things you can do to start your day is look at that first light of day. And of course, you're not going to look directly at the sun, but you can look in the general direction, kind of squint your eyes, just so that you are exposing your eyes to that first daylight. That's going to set you up for a successful night of sleep and also helps to wake up the system as well. So that's sort of my morning routine. And then in terms of breakfast, I'm very regimented. So I typically have the same thing every day. It's easy for me. And I know that what my body needs. So I'll saute some broccoli in a pan in olive oil. So I'll get that sauteed and then I'll add 3 eggs and then I'll cook that up together. And then I'll have a little bit of goat cheese and kimchi, which is a fermented vegetable, which is really good for your microbiome. So that has fantastic probiotics for your gut. So I'll add that to the eggs for some flavor and then avocado. Well, avocado is, of course, one of the healthiest fats you can have. It's so good for your skin and satiating. So that's my breakfast. I do that every day without question. And then at night, I do have a wind down routine. So I'll stretch for sometimes 30 minutes at night. And I can be just like laying in the living room watching TV, like casually watching a show, but I'll do a series of stretches and strengthening exercises for like the core, the lower back, the hips to keep everything healthy. So I'm a firm believer in stretching in the morning, stretching at night, and doing strengthening exercises for that core, hips, and lower back. I think that's really key for healthy aging.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm going to ask a question that was directed just for me. And then there's a really good question for you coming up.
Sure.
But the question to me was, how did you know he was the one after divorce? And I think this is a really good question because my divorce was gnarly. It was hard. There was a lot of my trust was shattered. And so it was very difficult for me with meeting Craig because he was super patient. I was very much trying to push him away during the dating phase because I was testing to see how committed he was, if he could handle all the parts of me, and also was he ready to be a father? And so he went through quite a few hoops naturally, just because I naturally was doing that. And, you know, I felt really guided to Craig because I was doing my own practice. I had a very healing practice that I was doing on my own, which led me to feel connected to source or to a higher power so that I could feel that voice or that knowing that I wasn't repeating an old pattern of getting into maybe not such a great relationship again. And so one of those patterns, and I really suggest that you've got to heal your past relationships. You've got to do work on yourself. You've got to have your own prayer, meditation, spiritual rituals so that you are grounded and healed before you'll ever manifest someone that's the frequency or the match of what you're desiring. So you have to become that frequency. You have to become that match because most people are in their trauma or in their wounding and they're attracting from that place. And they wonder why they keep attracting the same thing or the same pain or the same experiences. It's because you haven't healed that. So that's your lesson. And so I had been really working on that. And I was doing a deep meditation of feeling into a frequency of what I wanted in partnership and love for myself. And I would visualize this partnership. So I would see what we would do together. What was his character? I'd feel his character. I wrote down specifics of what I wanted in somebody. And we talked about this on the last episode too. Craig was doing the exact same thing in his own life as well. So we were both doing the work. It wasn't that I was just doing the work and we bumped into each other. We both were doing the work. And I think our frequencies matched up. And sometimes I just think it's written in the stars. And I just, you know, I was scared, but I leaned in and trusted the process and decided to trust in a higher power whispering that it was okay and that he was safe. And, you know, it doesn't mean that it was always easy, like we shared openly, but it's gotten better and better and better. And it just seems to get better and better and more smooth. And he's not someone who's jealous. He's not somebody who's controlling. He's not somebody, he lets me grow and he lets me have my friends. And like, I hang out with a lot of guy friends. That's one thing I love about you. I have a lot of guy friends and I even travel sometimes with guy friends, and he has deep trust for me and deep respect for me. And he understands I have my own life and he has his. So it's really cool. So that's that. Now I want to ask you this question. So I'm going to try to paraphrase this. She wants to know how to motivate or help her husband to work on himself, because she said, but physically, mentally, and spiritually, because he says he spends his time on helping the family. He doesn't see the benefit or the value of working on himself because he's super hardworking and he has a good job and he takes care of the whole family financially and he does well. He just doesn't take care of himself. And she's wondering if there's anything she can do to help motivate him to do so.
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I think you've described the typical Western male that's in a, you know, the nuclear family. I think that is just sort of a product of our raising as men in the Western world. That's like our role that we play. That's who we are. That's our expectation in the family and in the world. And we typically don't deviate from that. So, but you know, usually what happens when people are unwilling to do the deep work is there's fear of what might be uncovered, and there's fear of rocking the boat and potentially changing what could be perceived as a good thing, right? Because baby has a great life. Baby thinks that I have a wonderful marriage, I have a wonderful family, I enjoy my job, I enjoy my friends, I enjoy where I am in this world. And if I do the deep work, that might mean that I open the door to something that could change that. So it can be quite scary. You know, I think that, I wonder if there's like a documentary or something that might open people up to.
I think you can make suggestions, but I always say you should be the light first. You show you taking care of yourself spiritually, mentally, physically. You know, you can suggest to join you, but you're just showing the way, and you have to let people kind of have their own path and their own journey and just love them through it, because not everybody does it the same way. And who's to say he isn't working on himself in different ways? I don't know. Sometimes I think the more we push people, the more they pull away.
Yeah, I've found that it's difficult to motivate other people, especially those that we love, those that we're very close to. And, you know, Danette and I can speak to like even our family. Mm-hmm. You know, we've attempted to motivate them in different ways, unsuccessfully. So, you know, I've found that motivation, it really has to come from
the person,
like from within, unless they are inspired by someone else in their world. Like Danette said, you be the light, and that could be the inspiration that sparks.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So this person wrote in, they are in their 60s. She wants to have hot sex.
Whoa. Hey now.
But she says her man, she's ready, but he's not so much. And she wants to bring it up to him, but she doesn't want to make him feel like less of a man. This has been an issue for a few months. When we first started dating, there was no issues at all. She says, he is my person somehow, but however, I need some physical attention. What would be our advice?
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of times for men, as we age, just naturally, there's a decline in our hormones, and, you know, specifically
women too.
Yeah. So as we age in men, I mean, it's scientifically proven that our testosterone gets lower as we age because, you know, our body is dying effectively and just doesn't need the testosterone that it did. So, you know, speaking from personal experience, I mentioned on the last podcast, I've been on testosterone replacement therapy for probably the last 3 years or so now.
Wow.
And I can tell you there is a difference. So it's very noticeable when you take an injection, you know, versus if I skip a week for whatever reason, if I'm on vacation or whatever, there's a noticeable difference in the times when you take testosterone and when you don't. So, I mean, it literally could be hormonal.
It could be. And then also, I always say this because I feel the most sexual when we go on our 2 to 4 dates.
Yeah.
When we go somewhere really fun, particularly warm, and it's just a different environment. It's a sexy environment. I say go on a date like that because that could spike it and spice it back up. And sometimes you just have to get back on the tracks. And so maybe going on a sexy date would really speed that up, or having a commitment that you're like, hey, once a week we get dressed up, we make ourselves smell good. We go somewhere new because new is the spice of life, and see if that kicks things up back up a notch. Just trying something different, going somewhere new. We call it a sex date, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would encourage him, if he gets annual physicals, great, but make sure that the doctor he's seeing does thorough blood work, yeah. Right? Check the hormones. Cause if the testosterone is low, ding, ding, ding. I mean,
yeah,
that can solve a lot of things.
Okay. Well, they want to know how much sex we have because her husband wants it morning and night, but she feels like that's too much. Wow, honey, your husband wants it morning and night.
Good for you. That's awesome.
So she says, how much is that? A lot? Is that feels too much? What do we do about this?
So let me ask, is your husband 18 years old?
That's amazing. I mean, morning and night. I mean, if it's too much, then it's too much for you. That feels like a lot, morning and night.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Every day. Yeah. That's excessive. But I mean, it depends on his age.
Well, also I think just some people are built different. They like it.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
good for you, because that means that he's into you and he finds you sexy. So congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Maybe just tell him, you know, communicate and just say, this is what feels ideal for me. And I love that you love it this much. No, there's no shame in that. But can we do it this amount? And yeah.
And also just check in with yourself, because are you maybe withholding? Like, for example, if he wants it morning and night, maybe it's because it's not frequent enough. Maybe, like, I'm just going to throw it out. Maybe you're only, you know, connecting like 3 times a week or 4 times a week. And maybe his magic number is like 5 times a week. And he'd be, so maybe that's why he wants it so much, is because he just feels like
he can't have it.
Yeah. He can't have it, you know.
But I mean, I don't think we need to say how much we do it.
No, I mean, you know, is 10 times a week excessive?
No, we do not do that.
Maybe 10 times a month.
No, we do.
No, more than that? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have some catching up to do this month then.
Oh, geez. Actually, he asked me last night and I was like, no.
She turns me down a lot.
No, I do not. Okay. What do you do in a marriage if you seem to be sexually not compatible? Yikes.
Well, you can probably speak to that one.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are not sexually compatible that are married because there's deep love and respect and collaboration. That's a tough one. That to me seems like a friendship. It's like I have a lot of deep friendships that I could hang out with on the daily, but I'm not having sex with them. I personally would look at it, because if you were sexually compatible at some point, what brought you together. There probably was some sexual compatibility at some point. I would look at that and go, okay, what shifted? Are we too much in a routine? Am I not in my feminine a little bit? Meaning, am I constantly working too much, right? Because if women are working too much, you're just not going to feel it. And if he's working too much or he's highly stressed, he's not going to feel it. If there's not new things going on in your life and new freshness and new conversation, sometimes it can feel dull and not compatible. So kind of looking at it and then having like a game plan to be like, hey, let's see if we can re-turn up the dial or this, or flip on the switch or reignite the spark, whatever you want to say. And sometimes that's like a step process of like, for this first week, we're just going to talk and connect together and really share vulnerably and say the things we need, but we're not going to hold hands. We're not going to kiss. And maybe the second week we're going to talk every day and we're going to hold hands and we're just going to sit here and hold hands and each night. And then the third week might be that we're just going to kiss and hold hands. And it starts to build up this momentum because you're connecting on a deeper level. And then it moves from kissing to then after kissing and not even like letting yourself, like by the week four, even do more than that. And then it's just like almost like the engine's turned on and then you're wanting to become have sex. And so some I've seen that happen for people. So maybe look at all the different ways you can reconnect outside of sex and then have step processes after that. All right. Hey guys, who's the better cook? We're going to end it with that.
Oh, geez. There's not even a competition there.
What? He's going to say you're the better
cook. No, you are.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, so rude.
I cook most of the meals.
He does. I just don't feel like cooking at night a lot of the time.
Let's dig into that. Why do you think that is?
I think I'm tired.
Really?
Yeah. And because if you cook for me, then you get set.
Oh, well, no. Not exactly true. Because I cook almost every night. So.
No, he's a really good cook, especially when it comes to meat. I'm not the best. Like if I'm making a big salad, I am the bomb at salads.
Yeah.
I'm really good at like non-meat food. So anyway, that's probably that. I'm good at desserts.
You're good at desserts and you're good at baked goods.
Yeah, baked goods.
Yeah.
So there you have it, guys. We've loved connecting with you. Thanks for letting us be vulnerable. Thanks for asking your questions. And Craig, thanks for being on and sharing your insights.
Thanks for having me. I guess I'll probably see you soon. I
know. He's now excused to go take his nap. Thanks, guys. And we will see you on the next episode. Are you ready to call in a deep, spicy, loving relationship? Maybe you're single and ready to mingle, or maybe you're in a committed relationship that has just lost its flame. Regardless of where you're at, listen up, because I have the perfect tool for you. Here's the deal. I believe in giving away free things. I believe that when I give, I get, that everything has energy. So what I'm going to be doing for you, and I've done this for my high-level coaching clients, I'm going to give it to you now, and it's absolutely free, and it's called Attract the Love You Desire, and it's a visualization. You have to understand that everything you desire lies within your subconscious, and rewiring your subconscious through visualization is the key to creating this in your life. You might have heard of this. Maybe you haven't. It's not all that woo. There is a lot of science backed behind this, but what you got to do is actually do it. You got to rewire that subconscious mind, and you do it through listening to visualizations. This is what I've done to literally change my whole life. I feel like this is going to help so many people, and I want to help you out because you are a listener to the podcast. You're on my YouTube. You deserve this. So all it takes is just a few minutes every day. That's right. A few minutes a day. And I will walk you through how to call in the deep, loving relationship that you desire. So just go to danettelove.com. That's true. That's it. Danette, DanetteLove.com, and download it for free. And it's going to go right into your inbox or right onto your phone. So you can listen to it, whether you're walking, laying down, meditating, you're just going to put in your email and then it's going to go right into your inbox. This is literally going to help you from better sex to deeper love to finding your soulmate. This visualization will lead the way. It's time to open yourself up to more fulfilling love life. Go to danettelove.com.
That's right. DANETTELOV.com. I'm with you, girl. I see you. I feel you. We all deserve this. And I can't wait for you to see how visualization is going to impact your life.